Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program, talking about the nightmare of DCYF. And they call it different things in different states.
It's all the same. They're just kidnappers.
CPF, CDCF, whatever. It's always different. But here in New Hampshire, they're DCYF. And as I just learned from Jay Noon, who's our guest co-host here tonight, Ian and Mark, or not Mark, Ian and Matt.
Whatever anyway. Feels good, dude. I'll just answer yes.
Mark will be back at some point, though. He is planning on returning to New Hampshire and doing some shows with us, which would be fun. But just learned that it's actually not Department of Children, Youth, and Families. It's the Division of Children, Youth, and Families, which, as you point out, Jay, is kind of an interesting distinction. That's because that's what they actually do.
They divide children from families.
Yeah, I did not realize that that was what they were called. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here, and then Jay is going to regale us with his very first ever press release that you put together in relation to the situation where they're trying to steal your kids. From you. But first, we have Clamoring calling us from northern New Hampshire. Go ahead, Clamoring.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hello.
So, pardon me because I'm just tuning in, so I don't know what's been covered already, but I've just heard of Jay's situation. Mm-hmm. And as you guys know, this is a topic that's really important to me. Mm-hmm. And it's a nightmare situation for any parent. And, you know, I was. Until very recently, a foster parent, and I previously worked with DCYF very closely. So I have a lot of experience with DCYF, especially in New Hampshire, which has been overall horrible as an anarchist. But this is what our community does. We help each other in the things that we're good at. So... Jay, do you still have your beautiful children?
Well, they are in hiding right now, but yes, they are in a safe place. So, it's a little sad, you know. Cypress is, you know, she wants her daddy, and she wants to work with her daddy, and you know, pretty much the, you know, a typical morning in my house is about, you know, I'm usually up somewhere between 5:30 and, you know, maybe 7:30, depending on what's going on. And a lot of times, then now the sun's up earlier, I just get up. And, you know, and then Cypress, it's shortly up after I'm up. And first thing she's doing, she's still in her jammies. And she runs over and she grabs her little muck boots and she puts them on. And then she brings my muck boots over because, you know, we have a lot of mud, and we wear muck boots pretty much every day. And she says, "Daddy work, daddy work."
Slave driver.
And she's getting me out of the house, and she goes, "We feed the ox and an ace and you know, the moose." And she doesn't say cow, pig, or horse, you know, but, and we don't have a horse there, but sometimes she throws that in the mix. But yeah, so I'm really missing that because I, you know, I haven't had my kids.
Now you got more work to do.
Well, yeah, and she's a great helper.
Yeah, that's cool. So, what else, Clamoring?
Oh, no, I was basically just checking in on Jay because, you know, like I said, I have a lot of experience with DCYF, and I've been pretty vocal that it's basically thinly veiled child trafficking. Like, I don't have any good opinions about
it. It's not thinly veiled. I mean, the definition of trafficking is buying, selling, or trading. And essentially, the federal government and the state government are, you know, are providing the dollars to, you know, to make this happen. And, you know, in Carlos Morales's book, Taken, A Case Against CP.
He used to work for them.
Right.
In Florida or something.
Something like that, yeah. So he basically was essentially a whistleblower and, you know, wrote his book, you know, and certainly indicting them. And they want to get that federal money in a bad way. And the way they get that federal money...
The more kids, the more money.
...is by you giving them the ability to come in your house and look around and interview your... It's just by literally agreeing to the order that actually doesn't even apply to anyone... it applies to a police officer, a parole officer, or a
It doesn't have
worker.
Your name on it.
No, it's not an order for me to do anything.
Yeah.
But this is very much trickery that these people use, because there's a lot of people, like, I have a tremendous amount of experience with the court.
Yeah, you know to read a document. You know how to interpret what they're saying.
I've been
the average person doesn't know.
Since I'm 15 years old.
Yeah.
And so anyways...
the average person just gets scared by the fact that there's an officer with a gun their front door, and somebody with official-looking forms. And they say, okay, we'll do whatever you want.
And it's literally fraud, and it needs to stop.
Clamoring, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just say from my previous experience as a foster parent, like in the Facebook groups that I'm in, everybody is just trying to get babies. Like all the... infertile couples, blah blah blah.
And there's a lot of them.
It's a whole rigmarole.
So there's a market demand
to get children.
So you've met my beautiful little boy, right?
Yes, I have.
And would you say there's a market demand within that system for that beautiful little boy?
Absolutely.
And my daughter.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's nuts.
That's interesting. I didn't really think of it that way.
You know, we talked.
All of the groups are like. They're just like, I'm fostering to adopt. I'm fostering to adopt. Wow. Like, we want babies. We want kids. We want, like, it's the whole system is set up to get children.
And what is the culture of these people who want these kids that are you know, sterile people? Like, what's the culture of them? Do you have any idea?
Basically, just they're in the foster system. They're fostering children so that they can take the children away from their natural parents.
But is the culture of these people, like, you know, are they the kind of people who are going to, you know, make a donation to Black Lives Matter? Or are they the kind of people that are going to, like, carry a gun, you know, around with them in New Hampshire?
I'd say probably the former.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
So we talked
really
briefly
about
DCYF and the idea of, well, why can't state representatives propose to just abolish them completely? And you mentioned, you know, they don't have the political will to do it. They're afraid about getting reelected. But what if the proposal were made? The big objection is going to come up, and they're going to say, okay, well, yeah, there's problems with DCYF. Of course, we can acknowledge there's problems with it. But what about the abusive situations? That's what we really have them there for, is to go into the abusive homes, to get kids out of abusive homes where they're being beaten, they're being starved, and to put them in the hands of people that can take better care of them. How do you address that? How do we get rid of DCYF and then address the abusive homes objections?
Stop using it. Stop giving it life.
I'm not sure I have a good answer for that, but I can just tell you, as a former foster parent, my last foster child had 6 different agencies, and like getting an answer to an email took days to a week from any of them, and I had to coordinate as the foster parent. I had to coordinate, like, getting this child her doctor's appointments and her medications and all of these things, but they didn't care about the foster parents. Like, the system is not set up to take care of foster parents. They're really, really set up, honestly, to traffic children.
Wow. Because that's going to be the objection, right? Like, if that actually ever is put forward, if a state representative ever puts forward, okay, let's abolish DCYF, there's going to be a public hearing, and somebody's going to come in, and they're going to trot out stories of, you know, we know Jay's a good guy, we know his wife is a good person, they're taking 100% good care of their kids. But we also know there's probably somebody out there who has abused their kids, and DCYF has probably come into that situation and removed those kids. So how would that work absent the DCYF? I mean, I'm not asking you guys to have answers immediately for it, but that's going to be something that people are going to want to hear an answer to. They're
talking about like in a stateless society kind of situation?
Well, I mean, the proposal wouldn't be in a stateless society because we're not there yet.
Right.
The proposal would be, how do we get from where we are today to having these bureaucrats being gone?
Oh, well,
how do you answer that objection?
Political power makes a difference.
Stop feeding the parasite.
No, I understand what you're saying, Matt, but you still have to convince people that it's a good idea. I get what you're saying. Take over the state representatives, and then you've just got the raw numbers. But you still got to convince people, because otherwise they're going to drag you through the mud and say that you want to see children abused. So there's going to have to be some sort of answer.
But just to finish up, one thing I can say in my previous position as a domestic violence sexual assault survivor advocate, and I mostly worked with children in CACs. I can say that the individuals that I worked with, not the agencies, but the individuals I worked with, all genuinely wanted the right things for the kids.
So somehow the incentives get really warped with the bureaucracy. Thanks, Clamoring. There's more coming up here.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phone number here, 603-283-6160. You can join us at 603-283-6160. You can also also follow our Odyssey channel on the Odyssey video sharing platform, which is based on Library. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. You can go to ldry.com to learn more about Library and get over to our video.freetalklive.com. URL. That'll take you right to our Odyssey channel. You can follow our channel there. Watch us live or watch us later on. That's all available for you at video.freetalklive.com. Here tonight, you've got Ian,
Jay,
and Matt.
Jay, you wanted to share a press release here tonight, and I think we better get into it before we run out of time, because those things tend to happen sooner rather than later sometimes in the third hour of the show. This is something that you put together to let the media know, I presume, about what's been happening to you with DCYF.
And so I basically read this in a video, and it says, "Hi, friends. I'm Jay Noon. I'm from Henniker, New Hampshire. I am locally known as a farmer, rancher, modern-day cowboy, mechanic, blacksmith, influencer, inspiration to others, creator of Man Camp, and most importantly, a husband and a father. My family is currently under attack by the New Hampshire Division of Child, Youth, and Families, also known as DCYF. I teach my kids traditional American values that include hard work, farming, ranching, raising pigs, chickens, and cows. I have worked diligently for years now creating an environment for my kids to get their dopamine hits from feeding and caring for farm animals and gardening. I also teach a homeschool curriculum I call Man Camp. That was started with teaching kids blacksmithing, welding, forging, and now includes farming and ranching activities. Man Camp is my plan to save the world by teaching our youngsters confidence through acquiring constructive building and creating skills with hands-on tools that have been around for thousands of years. I host a farm Friday event where we invite mostly city urban families to our homestead to do farm chores such as feeding and caring for livestock, preparing, sowing, cultivating, and harvesting food from gardens to encourage kids that do not live on farms to get off of big tech and back to the land, as was a normal part of American culture a half a decade ago. I feel it is very vital for the future of America and the world that we heavily invest in our posterity. It basically requires your time as a parent or as anyone that cares about our posterity. When kids are getting their dopamine hits from hard work such as farming, ranching, gardening, or just doing chores around the house, they develop confidence, self-worth, valuable skills, and work ethic, which are very critical elements of society that are now missing. And these kids also do not need government. Just look around. Help wanted signs are everywhere. We are entering the history of a major epidemic of unmotivated and unskilled people. Thank you, academia, the college push, and wokeism. Now that you understand who I am and what my values are, I will explain this situation. A New Hampshire DCYF social worker named Melissa Combs has lied in her affidavit to the court multiple times. One example is she uses the term anti-government. The family lives on a compound with lookouts. That is when I realized how dire the situation was and moved my family to a safe location several hours away. My wife, daughter, and son have not been in their home or on their farm for over a week now. This is very difficult for my family and especially for my daughter, as she is constantly asking for her dad. She is begging my wife every day, several times, to go to work with dad. My daughter, whose favorite thing to do is work with dad and read books with dad. Her favorite books are the ones about chickens, cows, pigs, and horses. The New Hampshire DCYF has a motion to enter premises from the Hillsborough, New Hampshire District Court. That was quite likely rubber stamped with several other DCYF cases, and it is signed by Judge Aaron B. McIntyre. The order says a police officer, juvenile parole officer, or child protection service worker shall enter the premises of the children in furtherance of the Department of Health and Human Services investigation to assess the immediate safety and well-being of the children. Furthermore, these creeps have an order to interview my 2-year-old daughter alone without the parents and to compel the parents to provide information for the children's medical provider and to sign a release for information. Against my own sort of, you know, normal way of doing things, but due to the extreme pressure from my wife and other family members, this past Sunday, April 3rd, in the best interest of justice, I extended an olive branch and reached out to the Henniker Chief of Police. He offered to invite them, as in the police, to my home to enter the premises to assess the immediate safety of the kids, because I have nothing to hide. But I am not willing to allow professional child traffickers on my land or near my kids. I believe the local rural Henniker police are good people and have other values as I. I learned on Thursday that DCYF rejected that offer. And they are continuing to come to our property and demanding I let them in the house and interview my kids. They continue to call the home phone. They call and text message my wife's phone. The Henniker police chief told the DCYF that he believes my kids are not neglected. He's been to my homestead at least 4 times now, and we met him for breakfast one day when this all started. But DCYF is still coming against us. The reason I am not allowing these child traffickers into my life is they have a horrible track record of destroying families. Just take a few minutes to internet search New Hampshire DCYF settlements, and you will see article after article where the state of New Hampshire has settled millions of dollars worth of lawsuits due to DCYF literally taking kids from families and giving these kids to child molesters and murderers. In at least 2 cases, the child molesters were known child molesters. The current presidential administration, the courts, the legislature, legacy media, big tech, public schools, and academia have been infiltrated by radical leftist cult members for decades that have been engaged in a multi-generational cultural warfare against long-standing American values. The radical leftists don't have any kids, but they have yours. If you send your kids to public schools or let them use internet devices, then radical leftists have your kids. The solution is moms and dads need to get back to being responsible for their own and not just pawning that responsibility onto the government school system and not using big tech internet devices as babysitters and pacifiers.
We're going to talk more. You got more to the press release, a little bit more. Coming up here in moments, you got a question for Jay Noon. He's here with us about his situation, which is not an unusual situation. These, as you call them, child traffickers are targeting parents, good parents, all across the United States in similar circumstances. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. It is Free Talk.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is heading to the Supreme Court after being confirmed by the Senate. The final vote was 53-47 with Republicans Mitt Romney from Utah, Susan Collins from Maine, and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska voting to confirm the judge. Former clerk for Justice Thomas, Kerry Severino, reacts to the three Republicans who voted to confirm Judge Brown.
I think that reflects the fact that Republicans have come around to the idea the Democrats have known for now several decades, which is that they don't have to just vote for every single nominee that comes along, that actually the judicial philosophy of the nominee does matter.
The White House won't be taking any extra COVID precautions to protect the president. This as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and several other White House staffers tested positive for the virus in recent weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News. Title 42 authority at the border could soon be lifted, and Texas's Governor Greg Abbott says he's going to be busing migrants to D.C. in protest. The Republican governor joins Fox News and says that he disagrees with how the Biden administration is handling immigration.
Joe Biden has refused to come to the border to see the chaos that he has created by his open border policies, so we're going to take the border to him by transporting the people that he is dropping off in these local communities in the state of Texas, and sending them to Washington by plane or by bus.
He adds that illegal immigrants going to D.C. will be going willingly. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki blasting the idea, saying it's a publicity stunt. Gas prices are down for the ninth day in a row. The AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular down another cent to $4.15 a gallon. Folks in Missouri paying the least for their gas at $3.70 a gallon. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Jay, and Matt in the studio tonight. We're talking about DCYF, a.k.a. the Division of Children, Youth, and Families. The people that like to steal kids from and put them in the hands of some, in some cases, some pretty questionable, dangerous individuals. That's what we're talking about right now. They're coming after Jay Noon's family. He is a former regular co-host. You took some time off after having your first kid, and then you had a second one, so yep. You've definitely got your hands full.
I mean, no offense, but I'm not interested in, you know, driving an hour, hanging out for, you know, 3 hours, and then driving another hour when I can spend that time books to my daughter.
Sure. Hey, man, I got you.
You know, I got nothing better than to raise my kids.
And you got your priorities.
That's right.
So, but you're here tonight, and
yes.
And that's because, well, you wanted to get the word out. We'd had you on the air. You'd called in and talked about it, but this is a more detailed, I guess, dive into what's been going on. You've got the government goons. They came to your house last week. They've got a piece of paper from a rogue man or woman threatening not you directly, but ultimately you. It doesn't have your name on it, but it basically tells these cops they can go into your house. To the police's credit, in your area, which is rare that you'll hear us say that on this show, but to their credit, they didn't go through with what this judge was ordering.
They don't have any actually authority to do it.
Well, that's interesting, because normally a cop will just do whatever a man in a robe says.
No, the man in the robe doesn't say that they can come on the property. It says a police officer can go on the premises, but they don't have to be allowed on the property.
So that's different than going inside.
Yep.
But a lot of people don't understand that, right? When they read these things, or probably
not even going outside. They have to. You have to give them permission to go inside. The order is for an officer to do this, but the permission is to, you know. So an officer can do it, and it says shall, and we know in legalese shall means,
that means
may.
Must. Oh, really?
Shall. Does the shall mean must? I thought it meant
shall
may.
Means must. Yeah.
Okay.
It means must.
Well,
like will.
So I got that a little wrong. But anyways.
But premises isn't defined, so it could be just being on the property. Anyway, you told him no, you're not going to let him inside. You've been trying to negotiate this. You have a press release that you're in the middle of sharing with us. We kind of has gone over the whole story to some extent. It's designed for someone who's brand new to the situation, specifically the media, which obviously you'd like to get some coverage from. Whether they're going to be friendly or not is, of course, a whole other question.
Yep,
but
that's fine.
You got to get the word out somehow. So, and by the way, a fundraiser has been posted over at social.freetalklive.com. That, of course, also goes up on our Twitter account as well. So if you want to help out Jay, there's a Give, Send, Go fundraiser link at social.freetalklive.com on the FTL account there. But go ahead and pick up your press release where we left off, then we'll get to some phone calls here.
So I'll start at, the solution is moms and dads need to get back to being responsible for their own and not just pawning that responsibility onto the government school system and not using big tech internet devices as babysitters and pacifiers. Get your kids out of the public schools. Remove big tech from their lives. Get your kids back on the land and allow them to heal. Rudolf Steiner, the creator of the Waldorf school deal, states, our highest endeavor must be to develop free human beings who are able of themselves to impart purpose and direction in their lives. They need for imagination, a sense of truth, and a feeling of responsibility. These three forces are very nerve of education. I need your help to defend my family from this intrusion into my life. You can help me in many different ways. By sharing this video with everyone you know, by calling the director of New Hampshire DCYF, Joe Risbon, at 603-271-9389 and demanding the resignation of Melissa Combs. You can donate to our Give Send Go campaign at givesendgo.com/G33YC. And you can use links or QR codes here to donate cryptocurrencies. I thank you for your time. Now raise your families, plant those gardens, and raise some farm animals with your kids.
What a monster. This man needs to have his kids taken away. It's just amazing what these people are doing to you, Jay.
There's something very Handmaid's Tale about this whole thing, too. It's like, you know, in the Handmaid's Tale, they took all the kids away from the women, and then they used the women for breed stock, and then they educated the kids in their schools and their ways. And, you know, Jay's talking about a culture war. How is this different than the Handmaid's Tale?
It's not. And with everybody who got vaxxed and triple vaxxed and all this nonsense and the people, you know, and then we have a lot of women who were, you know, basically not allowed to be women through the pressure of, you know, their peers and academia. You need to do careers. So infertility is a huge thing. There's obviously a tremendous demand in the marketplace for I was told there's a major demand in the marketplace for white rural babies and people who, if you want to, you know, get a kid, you know, very soon, as a foster parent and adopt a kid, there's plenty of drug addicted kids that you can adopt that, you know, are going to be like a major issue to deal with and take care of, and are going to require a lot of medical attention and all kinds of things. And I know some wonderful people. I actually know a gay couple in Massachusetts, and they're just absolutely wonderful family. Two men, And they have adopted kids that basically nobody would ever take care of. These guys have, like, hearts of gold. The one guy's a doctor. The other guy is, like, a business manager thing. I don't know what he does. One guy's a doctor. And they make pretty good money. I know they get some money from the state. You know, this is in Massachusetts. But, like, so they've took on a bunch of those kids. And I know those people. And, I bring a pony over for the birthday rides, you know, when I used to live down there. And, but some of the kids are in wheelchairs. One of them's, got a food tube. And those are available right now. But good, healthy, white babies are, like, the huge demand in that marketplace.
And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to traffic those children.
Yes, absolutely.
No doubt.
Let's go to Rob. He's on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, Jay, I'm glad that you made the choice to move your family. That was a wise decision. I'll tell you, this kind of thing has been going on a lot longer than what you guys realize. I went through the same kind of ambush myself, over 40 years ago, where the Department of Child Welfare came into our life, turned my kids against me. The kids were taken away, and put into foster care. And I went to prison for almost 10 years for a crime I know damn well I didn't commit. And I mean, I've been in the paper. I've been telling people this. I mean, you guys all know I've been telling people this for almost 15 years. This thing happens. And when they take your kids, they poison them against you. They put them in foster care. And they'll adopt the children out if they can. And when they adopt the children out, the Department of Child Welfare, they make millions of dollars doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it's sad. I mean, my own one son.
They have contractors. They got
subcontractors. And this is a kid that wants to kill me, Jay.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
And this is what it does. Is it ghosts your own kids, against you. And it, what do you do,
Talk about it on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not much more that you can do besides talk about it. And like you said, Rob, you've been trying for decades to talk to people about this. But that, again, talking hasn't changed the situation. These bureaucrats are still in control. So, I mean, there has to be some other kind of solution. And thank you, Rob, for the call tonight. Sorry to hear about the horrors. And there's no shortage to these horror stories out there of parents losing their kids to this system and whatever it is that happens to them in there. What do you do about that? Well, I mean, to me, the only solution is to not change the system, but to abolish it entirely.
Completely.
And until people are ready to start taking that seriously, we're never really going to see any serious change. You can change out the deck chairs, but it's still going to be the Titanic.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You join us if you want here in the remaining moments. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian J. Noon and Matt in the studio here tonight. Our website, freetalklive.com. We have a few different options for you if you want to subscribe to our podcast. If you'd like to have each episode of Free Talk Live delivered directly to you without you having to even lift a finger, you just have to set it up. It doesn't take very long. You go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to our, what they call RSS feeds. You can take one of those links. There's one for everything that we release. There's the digest-only version. There's the full shows only. You take whichever one you want and put it into your favorite podcast client, and then it'll automatically come straight to you, each MP3 file as we release, and be right there on your phone or your laptop or whatever device it is you're running the podcast client on, whatever that happens to be. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. David, in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, welcome to the club. Let me rattle off a couple of things, and then I'll shut up. And I'm with you. I'm with you, Jay. And
Thank you.
First of all, let me ask you, and then let me rattle off this stuff. But just yes or no, did you lay out earlier in the program? I didn't get to hear it all. What the who, what, why, where, when, what they're after? I mean, what they're accusing you of?
My wife left my daughter in the car and ran into a store. Left the car running with the air conditioning on and locked because the kid had just fallen asleep, and she had a 6-month-old baby that she, you know, when she stopped at the place. She grabbed the baby, changed his diaper, then breastfed him a little bit in the front seat, and then put the baby in a baby carrier, went in the store, and my daughter, my 2-year-old daughter was sleeping, and she parked her car, like, right in, like, a good area. There was a couple surveillance cameras. It was, right there in front of the door. She had to grab, ordered a few things, had to run in there and grab it, came back out, and there was busybodies and a police officer, and then more cops showed up.
Right. Got it. So one of the things I've said over the years, let me interject right there, that thank you, Free Talk Live. Thank you, Ian and Mark and other people, like-minded people that have allowed me to speak and attempt to get the message out. And let me segue there in a disjointed way to Pastor Martin Niemöller. Everybody should know who that is. And if you don't, then first they came for the communists, but you weren't a communist. And then they came for the Jews, but you weren't a Jew. Then they came for him, and they put him in a concentration camp with the Jews for a number of years, where they probably intended him to die, but the war was over and he didn't die. And when they finish rattling the things off, and hopefully you won't get from other than Ian and Mark and the other people that are included in that positive group that have allowed me to speak, hopefully you won't get hate and ridicule, because a lot of people that fight for themselves end up, people don't want to hear them anymore, and they get hate and ridicule. Okay, enough of that. And you name names. Keep naming names. You named a name and a phone number. You named two names and a name. Just like somebody that I might know, like M. Monica Zamora in the state of New Mexico, John J. Romero Jr., both judges, I have a unanimous decision saying overturning M. Monica Zamora. Keep naming names. Facebook, there's some good resources at Facebook, believe it or not. There's, like, your caller clamoring from New Hampshire had listed out of targeted individuals. There's a lot of, you'll see there's targeted individuals on Facebook.
Before you go on with the names and all that, you give me an idea. There have been the occasional protests outside, like, the governor's house or the attorney general's house. Has there ever been a DCYF bureaucrat who's had a protest outside of their house? Has that ever been a thing?
They come to people's homes,
yeah, so why not give them their own medicine?
Oh boy!
Yeah, I mentioned that here and there over the years, and it's very hard, Pastor Martin Niemöller. It's very hard to warn these people that you might want to help, because after they've disposed of me and people like me, then they're coming for you for a different reason. So you might want to pay attention. So what I was trying to say is there are helpful resources on Facebook. If you search, there are many, 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 many different groups that have excellent legal advice, because these people have are in it. They've been through it. They got professional legal help, and that information gets put onto there for free under the, if you search, in my case, CPS was never even involved in my case. It was done completely without CPS being involved, simply getting a private attorney and taking someone to court privately. So it can be done in many different ways, but fight CPS and...
Well, then there's the answer to my question earlier about, okay, well, what are we going to say? And thank you, David, for the call tonight. What are we going to say when somebody finally proposes to eliminate CPS or DCYF or whatever the hell they're called, when somebody brings up the objection of, well, what about abusive parents? What are we going to do without DCYF? And he just gave the example. You don't even need them. Just bring a court action or something like that. There's ways to do this that don't involve having another bureaucracy. So, just to go back to the idea of these bureaucrats, these DCYF bureaucrats, I mean, what's the woman's name again?
Melissa Coombs.
Melissa Coombs, she's got a house somewhere in New Hampshire.
For sure.
And
hopefully.
I suspect if she's worked at that bureaucracy for some number of years, she's probably ruined a lot of people's lives.
It's her whole job, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, she might strike gold every once in a while and get a really, a really victimized kid out of the hands of a really bad person. But most of the time, she's probably just attacking good people.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these, like legit, let's say like there's like legit bad people that are...
A lot of them work for the state.
Well, a legit bad people in general that don't work for the state, that neglect and abuse their children, and they're living with, they say cockroaches. I'm not sure cockroaches are in New Hampshire. I've never seen any in New Hampshire, only really in Florida. But in horrible conditions. But all this stuff or research I did, it seemed like all the real problematic folks were essentially people on welfare that were addicted to opiates. And we know how the opiates come here. The United States mm-hmm. government subsidizes, via the military occupation of Afghanistan, the harvest, basically the sowing, the harvesting, the cultivation, the sowing, the cultivation, the harvesting, the processing of, poppy. And, you know, Silver Dave's been talking about that for years, ever since I've known him. He served in Afghanistan with the Special Forces, and he said it's a heroin farm. And it was occupied by 70 nations of the world, literally for, you know, up until recently. But there was heroin everywhere. And as a Special Forces guy, he, found a heroin refining facility that was very modern and up-to-date, and there was, pallets full of heroin, and they had some leftover explosives, and one of the stories he said was that they rigged a place, and they were waiting for the orders to charge it, and they were like, absolutely not, and he got in all kinds of trouble for that. And the purpose of all the dope that's being brought into this country, the heroin, is government subsidized, the government is pushing it here, and that is a major, major issue. If it wasn't for government, DCYF wouldn't have, you know, nearly as many legitimate child abuse and neglect issues because of the heroin crisis. And if you thought the heroin epidemic was bad, wait till this internet devising dopamine overload, these people letting their kids, on devices, that ton of bricks hits us. And we're starting to see it. 18-year-olds don't want to work, and 18-year-olds have had high-speed internet their entire life.
Yeah, and they only communicate with one another through devices.
Right.
They can sit in the same room together, and they're still talking on
devices
in a lot of cases. You know, you mentioned Afghanistan. There was a headline recently not that we support drug prohibition or anything like that, but now that the United States government is out of Afghanistan, guess what happened with the Taliban in charge?
Yeah, they
banned poppy cultivation.
And before the American government was occupying it, if you were, basically growing poppy, you got your head cut off. It was the bottom line.
Wow.
That's what the Taliban did to you. They didn't mess around.
Mm-hmm.
The Afghanistan is the most fertile soil in the world, the best irrigation system, all top-notch, high technology. And, the American government turned it into a dope farm.
Drug den.
Yep.
It's insane. All right. What are we missing here? We've covered your story with DCYF pretty deep. Is there something else that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, I definitely want to mention that I am so thankful I'm on New Hampshire. I am so thankful I moved here for the Free State Project. I am so thankful for this community I have. I have, I was at a Liberty Clubhouse one night, and a man named Rick Humboldt came up to me. He gave me a hug. He says, "I'm Rick Humboldt. Do you know what that means on your shirt?" And explain his sacred geometry. And I went to his place. He says, "Hey, I want to sell you my house. This is great. I want to buy it." And I've spent the past 4 years literally creating the best darn place I could think of to raise kids.
Absolutely.
And to build community. And
there's nothing like the community here, right?
There's nothing like the community. And
I'd like to say you're lucky, but there's no luck involved there. You put blood, sweat, and tears into making that perfection. You got a great place to raise kids.
I work hard.
Yeah, I met Rick Humboldt's son, actually, the other day.
Yep.
He was at the peace event that happened in Concord. By total chance, I've never met him before. So I'm sure you will keep our listeners informed as this develops. There's a video of your press release. We're going to get that up over at Free Keen. So if you want to check out freekeen.com. We may have a special announcement there coming soon. See you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.